Talk a bit about this hitch, how it's set up, what makes it so unique.
Well, the one unique thing about it, it's a 10 horses, which is a large hitch, but the way it's hitched is we put four horses in back with three in front of that, two in front of that, and then one out in front by themselves. And the unique thing about it with that three in there, you cannot run your poles up through like you would on a normal hitch. So we have to make special equipment to go around that horse to hitch out the front three. So that's what makes it unique. The easiest way to describe it, I guess, is think of bowling pins. There's no one pin directly in front of the other. And when the hitch is going the way it's supposed to be going, there's no one horse directly in front of the other horse. They're offset. And that makes it a little bit unique.
Does it make it a little more difficult for a horse to get used to being in this hitch? Because normally in a hitch, they've got someone in front of them.
Not really. I guess it depends on the horse and that, but most of them, you know, catch on to it pretty good. It takes a special horse to be out in front to lead it. That one we do depend on a little different. And a little bit different for that horse in the middle of the three, because you got to be pretty careful not to swing and throw that horse a little bit because you put the three in there.
Now, originally you ran fills up on each side of that middle horse, didn't you? Now you've got straps up there?
Right, that's right. It used to be with fills. Fills, it makes it a little worse there because you can throw that horse a little easier. Then when you swing, you've got that hard item there. Now we do run an extra tug or strap up through that buckles on and hooks in, and that works out a little better. Then that way it's a lot easier on the horse.
And then that evener for that team is hung on the three neck yokes and behind them?
Right, for the three out in front is on that one, yes. It's on, we are on a three horse neck yoke then, it's a larger one than normal, and that's where them strap buckle onto that, and then the front three horses hook right off of that neck yoke then.
And you have to keep that evener pretty high.
Right, it's all should be about level through is what we want.
Talk about driving it. I mean, you mentioned that lead horse is a real key in this hitch.
Right. It's very important, the driving of it. And well, especially, I guess, if you're a good driver, it's probably all right. But I have to fake it lots of times, and I have to depend on voice commands. So I've got a horse out there that we use that really works super. He'll do a lot by voice command, or he'll do it, you know, on the line, too. But he listens very well on it.
But there's a lot of rigging behind him making a lot of noise. You've got to really speak up.
Well, I guess my voice does carry fairly good, so if you don't believe it, ask my crew. And I guess that's the one thing, you know. But he does. He listens for it, and they all do it. The whole group we've got right now, they listen when they know what tone of voice I'm using, what it means, and that. And that's been, you know, very important, especially with that lead horse.
Now, talk about the lines that you have in your hand, how the lines are set up on this.
The lines, you actually have four lines in each hand is what you're driving with. And I guess the unique thing a lot of people don't realize when you hold the lines, like the back four horses, actually that line comes under your pinky finger and then it comes up over your thumb. The next set of horses ahead of that line comes between the next two fingers and up over the thumb and all the way up through that way. So there's actually a set of lines between each set of fingers. You're actually driving each set with one finger is what you've got on there. So you put four horses pulling on, or 10 horses pulling on them fingers, you have sore fingers. And that's why lots of times my son Kurt rides with me when we drive, and especially in a show like this, we'll stop every once in a while, just switch off, and the other person takes them because you start losing feeling in your hands.
And the person who isn't, the person who isn't driving also helps. You have to keep your line straight and keep them tight, and you can't do that easily.
Oh, yes, definitely. They'll help out on that lots of times, or if all of a sudden one set isn't quite where you want him, he will reach in behind and maybe pull up a little slack for me, because when you go to adjust, you can't let go of the other lines to adjust that one. You got to keep them all intact, too.
Talk about the horses. What kind of horse do you have in the hitch?
We have all Belgians. We're running, actually, right now, out of the 10, there's 8 geldings and 2 mares in it. They're all the same horses that we use in our showing. Otherwise, we run the hitches. As far as half of the horses right now that we've got here belong to my son Kurt and his family, and the other half are mine. So we do it together that way, and that's what I guess the unique thing I love about it is it's a family operation. We do it. It's all family. We've got one other family that helps us, but otherwise it's all the children and grandchildren now that are involved.
And that other family's been with you a long time.
Yeah, it's Bob Stigeon and his son David. Bob and I were talking yesterday about a little bit and got figuring back when he started helping me hitch horses, and it's been 30 years, so I guess you might as well say another one in the family. So
who tells who what to do?
Everybody tells it, but nobody listens, so that's the way we operate.
That's how we get along.
How we get along.
What about the age on the horses up?
We're running right now in the group, we're driving from 7 years up to 19. The lead horse, the Mike horse, is 19 years old, and when he comes in the ring, you'd think you had a three-year-old out there, because that's his show time, and he loves it.
And part of the show, what you do here is you're hitching in the arena, and you take Mike around to meet the crowd beforehand.
Oh, yes, we do. I like to do that while they're hitching some of the other ones yet. And getting lines ready for him, because he'll get nervous if he's standing right there. And plus, I'll just take and lead him around and go along the fence. And little kids just love that. They'll come up to the fence, and he loves that. And he'll put his nose over, and they pet him. And we just kind of make the round until all of a sudden they holler to get my horse over there. And that, so we enjoy it.
And the size of your wheelers, these are some good-sized horses back there.
Two of our horses that we do have on the wheel is what they call it. If you're measuring horses, they stand 19-1, 19 hands, 1 inch, which a hand is 4 inches. So that's the way horses are measured, and that's from the shoulder down to the ground. So if you take 19 hands, you're looking at 77 inches from the shoulder down to the ground, and that's
6 foot
fairly tall horse.
Long way to throw those hames over that.
And that head goes up a lot higher than that yet when you're putting the bridles on.
Very good.